Again. Boker Tov, we're here at Kehilat Shiftei Yisrael. In Ranana, we're on Amud Yomi, Masachet Brachot, Daf Chet, Amud Aleph. My Dichtiv, what is the meaning of the following Pasuk? So, sorry, let's just refer to what we mentioned, what we said last time. Yesterday, we learned that there's this discussion between Rav Yitzchak and Rav Nachman. Rav Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, no, why haven't you shown up to shul, and why aren't you davening with the minyan, whatever it is? So Rav Nachman says, what's the big deal? Why is it so important? So Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishim Ben Yochai, my dechtiv ani tefilati lecha Hashem eit ratzon. Eimatai eit ratzon. Ani tefilati, meaning a person should daven in a time that it is a favorable time to daven. Eimatai eit ratzon, when is an eit ratzon? B'sha'a she'at tzibur mitvalin. It's a time when the tzibur is davening. That is an eit ratzon. And therefore, it's important to daven with or during the same time as a tzibur. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Amar. Now we're going to have three other psukim where we might learn the same idea from. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Amar. Mehacha, he quotes another pasuk. Ko Amar Hashem, Be'it Ratzon Initicha. Hashem says, Be'it Ratzon Initicha, I will answer you. And this is assuming, this is a situation, Initicha is referring to the plural, meaning I will answer all of you. And so this is another example of the importance of davening tefillah v'tzibur. Rav Acha b'Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Acha b'Rabbi Chanina brings a different proof. Mehacha. Hein el kabir v'lo yim'as. Hein el, okay, el Hashem, kabir. Kabir comes from the word like ribui. So when there is a lot of tefillah, when a lot of people are davening together, v'lo yim'as, Hashem will not reject that tefillah, rather he will accept it. Uchtiv, this is the inverse. It's not just that it's a eight ratzon, but it's not a time that Hashem will reject your tefillah. Uchtiv, it also says, Pada b'shalom nafshi, mikrav li ki berabim hayu imadi. Okay, so this is another pasuk, and this pasuk is, b'shalom nafshi mikrav li. Okay, b'shalom nafshi, my soul is, it's good for my soul is at peace. Mikrav li, ki birabim hayu imadi. Mikrav li, maybe suggests the lashon of coming close. Rashi says, mimil chamot haba'ot elai. Okay, so I'm in peace from the wars the battles that are coming towards me. Ki birabim hayu imadi, because I was with many. And what's ki birabim? Who are the rabim in this situation? The tzibur, the people that I'm davening with, and therefore we see that tzilah b'tzibur, it has a positive effect in this case of protecting David HaMelech. Tanya Nami Hachi. We spoke about this phrase. Tanya Nami Hachi means we also learn in another rabbinic teaching. Rabbi Natan Omer, Minayin She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'es B'Tfilatan She'Rabim. How do we know that Hashem does not reject the tefillah of many, of the multitudes? Shne'emar, Hein El Kabir V'lo Yim'as. Uchtiv, Padah B'Shalom Nafshi, Mikrav Li V'Gomer. So we bring these two psukim that we just quoted. And now we're going to have a little interpretation of it. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol ha'usek batara, ugmilut chasadim, umitbalalim atzibur. If you do three things, you engage in the study of Torah, you engage in gmilut chasadim, and you daven with the tzibur, ma'ale ani alav. Hashem is saying, I consider this, ki'ilu pida'ani li v'livnai mibeinu mot ha'olam. It's as if you have redeemed me, Hashem says me, and my children, from the Umot HaOlam, from exile, from Galut. Now, what is the meaning of this? Nachon. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Omer Da'al Atzmo. Nachon. So let's interpret this. Rashi says, Pada v'shalom nafshi. Now, how are these things related to shalom? Meaning, I redeem myself with peace. Zes she'asak v'divrei shalom da'haynu Torah. Dichti v'chon nativotei shalom. We know the paths of Torah are ways of peace. And therefore, studying Torah brings peace to the world. Gemilut chasadim also brings peace. Okay, you bring out ahava ve'achva shalom ve'ra'ut to the world, and therefore that also brings peace. But the point that we learn from here, padav b'shalom nafshi, is that tefillah b'tzibur also brings peace to the world when you daven with everybody. And this also brings a sense of a redemption, okay? Now, why is Hashem, we're talking about redemption of the Jewish people, okay? Why is Hashem including himself in this redemption? What does it have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And we're yeah? Nachon, there's this notion that when we're in Galut, Hashem is also in Galut. This is the notion of the sneha bo'er ba'esh. Hashem is saying, imachem ani b'tzara, when you're in galut, I am also in galut. Amar Reish Lakish says, kol mi sheyesh lo beit ha-knesset b'iro, whoever has a beit knesset in a city. Remember, not everybody always lived right near Beit Knesset. Baruch Hashem in Ranana, we have 70 Bate Knesset. Now that you don't always, sometimes you're living in the fields, you don't have a Beit Knesset near you. So if you live in the city, v'eino nechnas sham leitpalel, and you don't go to the Beit Knesset to daven, nikra shachein ra, you are a bad neighbor. Okay, we have bad neighbor, especially for people who live on maybe Rachov Har Sinai, people very close to the Beit Knesset. It's so important to come. Amar ko amar Hashem, as Hashem says, al kol shcheinei haraim hanogeim benachala asher hinchalti et ami et Yisrael. Hashem says this pasuk is from Yirmiyahu Perek Yudalim. Al kol shcheinei haraim, to all my evil neighbors hanogeim benachala, who touch, meaning have a place in the nachala, the inheritance, meaning they're near the Beit Knesset, asher hinchalti et ami et Yisrael. And the end of the pasuk, which we'll read in a second, is hinani not shame alad matam, I will kick them out from this place. They will go into galut. Now, what's interesting here is that nachala that we're talking about, what's the nachala? What's his inheritance? It's not the inheritance of the Beit Knesset, it's the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, okay, or the Beit HaMikdash. So we're comparing here, the Beit Knesset, in a sense, has takes on some of the has some of the qualities, or maybe the kedusha, if you will, it's a mikdash me'at, but also to Eretz Yisrael itself. V'lo od, and furthermore, ela shegorein galut lo levanav. And if you don't, back to the Gemara, if you don't go to the Beit Knesset, you're going to cause galut to you and your children. And it says, "Hinidid lo sham me'al matam et Beit Yehuda atush atosh mitocham." Okay, I will kick you out from there. So we see that the same thing that we say about sort of Eretz Yisrael, we're saying now we're connecting this to Beit Knesset. And this discussion is going to continue. It's going to get very interesting now. Amru le Rabbi Yochanan. They said to Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan is an Amora. This is important. He's a rabbi who lives in Israel. Okay, he's part of he's quoted also in the Talmud Yerushalmi. He's probably the most quoted Yerushalmi rabbi in the Talmud Bavli. But it's key that he's in Yerushalayim. Why? Or in Israel. Because they tell him, Amru le Rabbi Yochanan, Ika sabe de Bavel. He says, you should just know that there are some old people in Bavel. Why is this significant? Tama ve'amari says, what are you talking about? How could there be old people living in Bavel? Jews don't live long in Bavel. Why not? Because that's the man yirbu yimechem al hadama. Ketiv. It's Dafka here that we have long life, here in Eretz Yisrael. Ava b'chutz la'aretz lo, but you're not going to have arichut yamim in chutz la'aretz. So what did they explain to him? He's shocked. He says, I don't understand. A Jew living outside the Eretz Yisrael is going to have long life? So they answer, kevan d'amrile mekadmi u'mechashchi lebekenishta. The answer is, the reason why they have long life is because they get up early in the morning, lakdim lebeit haknesset, and they go late at night to daven arvit, mincha arvit shacharit, and therefore because of the zechut of them davening bitzibur, so this is what gives them, extends them long life. Again, we're seeing this connection between Eretz Yisrael and the Beit Knesset. And so Rabbi Yochanan accepts. He says, "Amar haynu de'anu lehu." This is what gives them this benefit, this long life. It's because they come to the Beit Knesset. Because Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Levanayu to his children, kedimu v'chashichu v'aylu lebeit kenishta." Make sure to go early and go late to the Beit Knesset. Ki heche de torchu chayei, in order to extend your life. Arichut yamim. Yase. Next statement. Amar Rabbi Acha. Boker Tov. Amar Rabbi Acha says, B'Rabbi Chanina, Mai Kara, what is the meaning of the Pasuk? Ashrei Adam Shomea Li Dishkod Al Dotai Yom Yom Mishmor Mizutat Pitchi Uchdiv Batrei Kimotzi Matzachayim. So this is a Pasuk that we find in Mishlei Perek Chet. Okay? Blessed is the person, praiseworthy is the person who listens to me. Lishkod Al Dotai Lishkod is to come visit my doors. This is obviously referring to, it's going to be referring to the Beit Knesset. Yom Yom, each day, lishmor mezuzot petachai, to guard the mezuzot, the posts, the doorposts of my Beit Knesset. And then it says, after this, okay, al zot yipalel koch hasid elecha le'et mitzo. Le'et mitzo, we're going to talk about what this le'et mitzo is. We're on Daf Chet Amud Aleph. Okay. So what is the meaning of this? So Amar, we're gonna have a number of interpretations. Amar Chista, Leolam Yikanes Adam Shnei Patachim Beit HaKnesset. A person should always, when you enter the Beit Knesset, don't stand right at the door, but walk in and take two steps into the Beit Knesset. Okay. Sorry. This means literally shnei petachim. There are two doors. Enter two doors of the Beit Knesset. Chedem Uralis. Two doors. And the Gemara is going to say about 15 lines down. Shnei petachim sagadaitach. Two doors. You have to go through two doors to get into the Beit Knesset. Ela ema shiur shnei petachim. Walk in two as if you're going through two entrances in the Beit Knesset. Okay. Don't just stand at the door. And this is from, we learned this from this pasuk, lishmor mezuzot pitachai, plural. Okay, so walk in, now what's the reason for this? V'achar kach yipalel, and then you should daven. What's the reason for this? You don't want to make it appear as if, I'm just waiting to get out of this place. I can't wait to get out of the Beit Knesset. You know, you're standing at the door, like as soon as the door opens, you're going to run out. The aliyah ends, you're going to run out. The zends, I'm going to run out. You have to show that you want to be here. So you go in. You go in and you show that you're feeling at home. You're here to stay. Okay, this is the idea. Now we're going to come back to this pasuk. Alzot yitpalel kol chasid eilecha le'eit mitzvot. For this, every person davens to find the eight mitzvot, in order to find this thing. What is this thing that people are davening for or should be davening for? Amar Rabbi Chanina says, Le'et mitzvah, what is le'et mitzvah? What is the thing that a person davens for to find? Zu isha, this is a wife. Shana emar, matza isha, matza tov. If you find the wife, you'll be happy. Bima arava.
And you've already found one.
So you'll see the next statement is, Bima arava, ki nasiv inish at ititah, in ma'arava, in the west. Meaning in Eretz Yisrael, when a person would find a wife, this is what they would say. It's a little cynical here. Okay, Amri Le, Hachi, they would say the following, Matzah o Motze. Matzah o Motze, that's what they would ask them, Matzah or Motze. Because it's based on two different psukim. Matzah, dechtiv Matzah isha Matzah tov, yafek ratzon me'ashem. So one, they would ask a person, you're married now, Matzah, meaning in Matzah, the first pasuk Matzah refers to, you found a good wife and you're happy and you're fulfilling Ratzon Hashem. Umotzei dechtiv, umotzei ani marmi mavet. And I find that a marmi mavet, it's worse than life. It's worse than death, excuse me. Marmi mavet, et ha'isha v'gomer. So they're asking a person, Matzah or Motzei, basically, are you happy in your marriage? Are you happy in life? And based on whether he answers Matzah or Motzei, you know which pasuk he's referencing as to whether he's happy or not.
That's why Matzah is the third person somebody found for you. But Motzei, if you find yourself fall in love, then it's worse than...
Is this a joke or is this for real? Something in between. Okay, nice, interesting. Okay. Yeah, fair. Rabbi Natan says, le'et mitzo, you know, when, what is this thing that you find, le'et mitzo, zu Torah, this is referring to the Torah. Shene amar, ki motzi'i matzah chayim. When you go out to find, you find life. And we're obviously, Torah is life. Ki heim chayenu v'arech yameinu v'gomer. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar Le'et Mitzo Zu Mita. This is Mita. This is a person davens for Mita. Why? Shana Amar Lamut Totzaot. And Rashi explains, a person is davening for Lo Aleinu. They're dying for a good death. Okay, you can have better and worse ways of dying. They're davening for a good death. Tanin Amiyachi Tisha Meot Ushlosha Mine Mita Nivru Ba'olam. We learn in the Brayta that there are 903 different ways to die in the world. Shne amar lamut totzaot. And totzaot, the gematria, is 903. Taf, 800. Tzadi, 90. Vav is 6. And aleph is 1. 903. Hachi, okay. Hachi avakasheshe bekulan. What's the worst death? Askara. Nichashe bekulan nishika. Okay, so they're different. We're talking about the different types of death here. The worst one is Azkara. The best one is Nishika. Nishika is like Yaakov Avinu, who just appears to die by kiss kivyachol of dies sort of very peacefully in his sleep with a farewell from Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself. So So the now the Gemara is going to go on. Ha'asker adamia kechizra bigvava de amra del achare nashra. They're trying to describe what askara is, what it's like to have askara, and it's like when thorns get stuck in wool, okay, and you try to pull it out, and what happens? The tzemer itself gets ripped. There's no way of detaching the thorn from the tzemer, and that in the sort of the goof. Is the neshama is pulled out from the tzemer, from the guf, in a very painful way. Okay, lo aleinu. V'ikadami kifiturei b'fi veshet. And some say askara is like, it's like chavalim, when you're pulling out ropes from a hole that's, you know, similar, that's as small as the veshet. The veshet is the esophagus. The veshet is the esophagus. And it's like trying to pull something out from something that's too small, okay? And it's very painful. Whereas nishika damya kimishchal binita mechalava, it's similar to pulling a se'ar, a hair out of milk, okay? Which again, maybe it floats to the top and you could distinguish it. You could see it and just pull it right out. And again, it's about pulling the neshama out of the goof, but this is a more simple and smooth process. Okay, next statement. Rabbi Yochanan Amar le'et mitzo zo kfura. And the eight mitzvot, this person, this thing that a person is davening for, that something should be available for them, is kfura. Because I guess it wasn't always so simple that a person was going to get buried properly today. Baruch Hashem, we have the Chevra Kadisha, and we have many institutions that help us bring about a burial in a very dignified and speedy way, but it wasn't so simple then. Amar Rabbi Chanin, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Hasmechim ele gil yasisu kiim tzu kever. What's the meaning of this pasuk? That those who are, you know, happy when they find a grave. Amara barav shila hainu da amrinchi. This is what people say when they say libay inish rachme afilu ad zibula batraita shlama. A person should ask for, should daven until the very last piece of dirt is dropped on the grave. Okay, you know, until the last, thing of dirt, again, because it's not so simple to always have a proper burial. Marzutra amar le'et mitzo zed be'takisei. Okay, Marzutra says the thing that everyone's davening for that should be available to you and that you should find is a be'takisei. I imagine this is somewhat humorous. Amri b'ma'arava, they say ma'arava, had marzutra adifa mikuzu. That which marzutra says is the best statement. He's right out of all of them.
What possibly means is, mm-hmm. means that your body is able to,
mm-hmm.
the bile and the fluid.
Ah, okay. It could be that. Rashi says otherwise. Rashi says that you should be near a shirutim. You know, you have to remember, without modern plumbing, look at Rashi, without modern plumbing, it's not like everyone has three, four, who knows how many bathrooms, two, three, four, five bathrooms in their house. You have to go outside and you have to go to the public bathhouse, I mean, you know, whatever it is. And it was, I mean, this is a real tircha, so, you know, you couldn't always find something, it wasn't always available. So this is, so we have to be... We have to thank Hashem for modern technology. No joke, it really makes our lives a lot easier. Amar le Rava le Rav Rambar Papa le Malan Mar Mehani Mili Maliata the Amrit Mishmed Rav Chizda the Mili the Bei Kenishta. So Rava says to Rav Rambar Papa, teach me one of the very enlightening things that Rav Chizda taught about the Beit Knesset. Amar le Hachi Amar Rav Chizda. This is what Rav Chizda said. My Dichti. What is the meaning of the pasuk? Ohave Hashem. Hashem loves, where is this pasuk from? Nun, this is from Tehillim Perak Pezayin. Ohev Hashem Sha'aret Zion. God loves the gates of Zion, mikol mishkenot Yaakov, and all the dwellings of Yaakov. What does this mean? Ohev Hashem Sha'arim ha-mitsuyin b'halacha. Hashem loves the gates that are mitsuyinim, that are distinguished by, that have a sign of halacha, meaning that halacha is learned in them, yoter mi batei kneseiot, umi batei midrashot. Places where halacha is, places of gathering, tziyun vasivat tzibur, to study halacha, are more valuable to Hashem than batei kneset and batei midrashot. That's a strange statement about the batei midrashot, because what do you study in a Beit Midrash if not halacha? right? So it's not clear what that means. But behind the Amra Bichi, but Bikitsur, it's saying a place of Torah learning is more holy than a Beit Knesset. Behind the Amra Bichi, Bar Ami Mishmei Deula. This is what Rav Chiya says. Miyom, this is a very famous statement. Miyom Shachar Beit Hamikdash. From the day the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, Ein Lo LeHakadosh Baruch Hu BeOlamo Ela Arba Amot Shel Halacha Bilvad. After the Beit Hamikdash is destroyed, all that Hashem has is the four walls of the four amot of halacha. What is the meaning of this statement? Anybody want to take a stab at this? What does the statement mean? I mean, this is capturing the transition from the time of the Beit Hamikdash. Beit Hamikdash, public worship, korbanot. Afterwards, we move inwards to focus on the halachic system much more. I'm not saying halacha didn't exist before, and of course it did, and the process was moving, but it takes on added significance. Halacha becomes, if you will, the dalet amot of the Beit Hamikdash. I mean, it becomes the we dwell in the world of halacha as opposed to dwelling in the Beit Hamikdash and Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. Yad v'chachameh, nachon yad v'chachameh, correct. So okay, let's move on. The Amar Abaye Meiresh Havakarisna Begubitu Matzlina Bevekinishta. Abaye says in the beginning, you know, I used to learn in the Beit Midrash, and I would daven in the Beit Knesset. However, Kevan deShemana LaHada Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ami. But once I heard what Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami says, Mishmei Deula Miyom Shachar Ben Hamikdash Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevo Ela Arba Mot Shel Halacha Bilvad. Now, I daven where I learn. My learning takes precedence. Wherever I'm learning, that's where I daven. I don't go to the Beit Knesset anymore. So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Avagav Dehavaluhu Tleser Beit Knishta B'Taveria. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, even though there are 13 Beit Knesset in Taveria, Lo Matzu Ela Beinei Amudei Hechad Avugarsi, they would still only daven between the Amudim, you know, where they learned, in the Beit Midrash. Okay, so we have a number of rabbis davening specifically in the Beit HaMikdash. We have to figure out whether there was a minyan there or not. Okay, so there's a discussion about this in the Rishonim between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yonah says, even if there's no minyan, you should still daven in the Beit HaMidrash. Even if there's no minyan, that's how important it is to be where halacha is learned. Whereas the Rambam says, no, we're only talking about davening in the Beit Midrash when there's a minyan. So if you have a choice between the local Beit Knesset or the Beit Midrash where there is a minyan, you should daven in the Beit Midrash. Okay, the Mishnah Brura suggests the Prima Gedim before this explains that, you know, some are, the reason for this is that you don't want to waste Torah learning, you know, to have to walk to the Beit Knesset. Okay, so that's the rationale behind this.
That's why we deem this whole school to be a Beit Midrash.
Was that the original? I don't know if did we do that. I don't know. You know more than I do about this.
Our memory is not the same as yours.
Yeah. But I wasn't. I wasn't around here then. But I don't know. I think we did. I mean, certainly this space.
That's why you can eat in there.
Interesting. Yeah, fair.
And sleep while they're about talking.
Yeah, nachon. That shouldn't happen anyway, but it's fine. Okay.
In the Chabad, the rabbi will ask in next week.
Okay, yeah.
What did you learn?
Okay, yeah, let's go on. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami Mishmed Ula Gadol HaNe'aneh. Another statement by Rabbi Chiya Bar Rabbi Ami, Gadol HaNe'aneh Miyagia Yoter Miyirei Shamayim. It's more important to sustain yourself, have your own livelihood, than it is to be Yirei Shamayim. How do we know this? The Ilugabe Yirei Shamayim, by Yirei Shamayim, the Ketiv Ashrei Ish Yirei Hashem, says, praiseworthy the person who reveres Hashem. Ilugabe Ne'aneh Miyigo, Miyigio, whereas a person who works for and labors for their parnasai, it says, Yigia Kapecha Kitochal Ashrecha V'Tovlach. For a person who works for their food, Ashrecha V'Tovlach. There's a double language. You're praiseworthy in this world and in Olam Haba. We see that it's better than having Yirat Shamayim. Look, Yirat Shamayim, V'tovlach lo ketiv. It doesn't say V'tovlach. I mean, another statement from the Mishmei De'ula. La'olam yidur adam makom rabo. A person should always live in a place where his rabbi is. Shekozman sheshimi ben Gera kayam. As long as Rabbi Shimon ben Geri lived, lo nasa shlamo at bat paro. according to the Midrash, apparently Shimi ben Gera was Shlomo HaMelech's teacher. This does not is not easy to understand based on the Psukim, because Shlomo ultimately causes the death of Shimi ben Gera based on his father's command that Shimi is very dangerous. But we see that, I guess there's a connect, this smicha in the Psukim, that as soon as Shimi ben Gera dies, Shlomo marries Bat Paro. So we see if you don't live in a place where your rabbi is, you might end up marrying an Egyptian non-Jew. So Vahatanya, but wait a second, it says Al Yidor, it says you shouldn't live where your rabbi lives. So Lokasha, Hat Kaifle, Hat Lokaifle. It's good to live where your rabbi lives. If you're under his mentorship and you're under his guidance and you're going to listen to him. But if you're not going to, you're going to get yourself into more trouble. He's going to tell you to do X, Y, Z. You're not going to listen. It's going to cause tension. It's not going to be it's not going to be a good situation. Better to do things wrongly but unknowingly, okay? If he shogig value, he may zid, okay? So sometimes it's better not to know. So Amrav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amrav Menachem, Amrav Ami Maidichtiv. Ve'ozvei Hashem yichvu. Those who leave Hashem will desist. Zeh Meniach Sefer Torah Yotzei. This is someone who leaves the Sefer Torah and goes out. What are we referring to here? We're referring to Kriyat HaTorah. Going out in the middle of Kriyat HaTorah is a problem. Rabbi Abahu Nafik Ben Gavra LaGavra. Rabbi Abahu would go out between the different aliyot, but not during the during an aliyah. By Rav Papa, Rav Papa asks, "Bein psuka lepsuka mahu? What about going out between psukim? Now, what's going to how do you understand this? There's no time to go out between psukim. We read from one pasuk to the next. So, what's the explanation? New? How do you explain this? He's talking about back in the day when they used to have a pasuk and the Turgaman, you'd have a commentary, a translation of the pasuk. Where do they still do? Who still does this? The Tevanim still do this. That's what we're referring to." Okay, so Rav Sheshet Mahadar Ape Vigaris. Rav Sheshet, Teiku. Okay, so we don't know. We don't have an answer. Rav Sheshet Mahadar Ape Vigaris. Rav Sheshet would turn his head around and learn. Okay, so if he wanted to learn something else, he wouldn't do it while facing the Torah. Okay, Amar, and he would say Anan Bedidan V'Inu Bedidu. I'm doing my thing, and they're doing their thing. Okay. So Tosfot addresses this question. I didn't read the full Tosfot, but basically say, wait a second, but you're not allowed to, once the Torah is open, you're not allowed to learn anything else. You have to, listen to the Torah reading. Maybe there in Sota where it says that it's prohibited, that's where it's the Kol Ram, where you're learning out loud, during Kriyat Torah. Here we're talking about he's learning benachat when it's quiet. Okay, the Rif explains when are you allowed to learn during Kriyat Torah? It's when there are 10 other people who are listening. 10 other people are listening, so you're allowed to learn. Okay. Another explanation is that for Rav Sheshet, Torato Umanuto, he was a sage who was always engaged in Torah study. For him, he's allowed to override Kriyat Torah in order to study his own stuff. But for someone else, he wouldn't be allowed. It seems like it's during Kriyat Torah. Okay. He was not listening because it's a mitzvah in the tzibur, and there's 10 people who are listening. I mean, this is, there's different ways of resolving this. Kriyat Torah is limud for him. So the question is whether he has an independent obligation to listen to Kriyat Torah. The suggestion here, it seems to be, no. As long as 10 other people are listening, he can go and do his own thing. Okay, we'll the next line, I'm going to read it, but we'll continue with this next time. Amrav Hunabrei Bar Yehuda, Amrav Ami, Olam Yashim Adam Parashot Avi Matzibor, Shinayim Mikra Ve'achad Targum. This is the idea, a person's supposed to finish their learning of the Parashia, of the Parsha, with the Tzibur, and you're supposed to read it twice, and then, read a Targum as well. Okay, so this concludes Daf Yomi, Amud Yomi for the day. I will just fill in, for those who have an extra minute, we'll just see what the Shulchan Aruch says about davening, leaving during Kriyat Torah. This is Siman Kuf Memvav. Asur latzeit laniach Sefer Torah keshu patuach. You cannot leave the Sefer Torah when it's open. Aval bein gavra legavra shapir damit. Between aliyot, you can. Kevan sheitchila korei lekorpas divrei Torah. So let's appear afilu b'divrei Torah. Once you start reading, you can't talk about anything, even divrei Torah. Afilu ben gavra legavra. Afilu imishlemu aparsha. Even if it's between aliyot, and even if you were the parsha. Now you have to remember, we're talking about a situation here, potentially, where there was one bracha. They used to have one bracha at the beginning of the seven aliyot and one bracha at the end. It was only one person making a bracha, two people, one in the beginning, one in the end. We have the following. Every oleh goes up and makes a bracha. So there's no issue of, you know, there's a problem of having a hefsek in the middle of a bracha. We don't have an issue of hefsek once the person finishes their aliyah. But there are other opinions. Now, second opinion. Yesh matrim li gross belachash. Some say you could learn quietly. And if some say, if there are 10 other people who are listening, mutar, you can talk about the fourth of the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Torah, the Torah. So these are the three opinions all quoted in Tosfot. And then the fourth, even another opinion, the Yishmatu, the Mishnah, 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 the Mishnah. Some say it's permitted if after the Torah is open, you turn around and you show that you're learning something else. Meaning it's only if you're part of the Tzibur that's facing the Torah that you'd have to, you would not be able to learn. The Kol Ze'enu, this is, by the way, not true of Parshat Zachor and Parshat Parah. Okay, but he says in the end, Nachon Shebechola Parshiot really Reui Lametakdei Vidvar Dachanim Datam Ulishomam Mipiakorei. He says that when it comes to Parshat Parah, which definitely needs a minyan Pigmidoraita, you have to have kavanah to hear from the Korei. Meaning you certainly can't learn or anything of the sort. And he says, really, the truth is you should do this for all Kriyot HaTorah, not just for Parshat Parah and Parah Adumah. Okay, and Zachor. Okay, Yisher Koach, Yom Tov Lekulam.